I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Y'all know the drill. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Dro. Got my man, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people? Coming in hot.
Woo!
Ooh, very hot. All right, my man. There we go.
All right,
party people!
We're good. Yeah, we're good now. We're living large.
All right, there we go. Producing live on air. We got our resident degenerate back. If you got it, then spend it because you can't take this money with you. Rudy Vasquez.
Lake Show, baby. Let's go! Baby, come on now.
You're just making Statman Brad's job so much harder. And, of course, producer Statman Brad.
Yeah.
All right.
Rudy is the ultimate troll.
Yeah.
100%.
100% the ultimate troll out
Let's
there.
Let's talk about it. Let's just get into it.
Might as well rip off the Band-Aid.
All right.
You took your lickings.
Yeah.
Corgis were going to be hated on this show no matter what.
No doubt.
I'm really happy it's on your end and not mine, because I really was about to start strangling corgis if I ever saw one.
Yeah, I'm just kicking them on sight.
Yeah. For those of you don't know, there was an infamous video out there of a corgi making shot after shot, predicting who would win, and was 5 for 5 until game 6 came around.
Yeah.
So, and that was, because honestly, if it did go to game 7, I would have given it to you guys.
Based on the corgi.
Based on the corgi, yes. And just based
and
on
common sense.
Common sense, game 7 at home, Steph Curry doing what he can do, the three-pointer is a killer when he's on. But unfortunately for us, Klay Thompson never really quite shelled out in this game. You know, it is kind of the...
Well, no one showed up besides Steph.
Besides Steph, 100%. But Klay is your next scoring threat after Steph. And he has had some infamous, I wouldn't say infamous, famous, some very famous game 6 performances. And... when you have an Achilles tear, he never quite recovered from it. I mean, he has recovered from it, but he's never been the same exact player.
Well, okay, you say that, but the interesting thing is, and I know everyone's averages are up, but he had the best scoring average he's had in his career back-to-back months this season, and he just, obviously he's not the same perimeter defender.
You said months, not year.
Correct.
Okay, I'm just saying, you can have your Achilles injury is going to take your career down a much tougher path.
This is also the first time he's hit 300 threes in a regular season.
And again, the game has changed where everyone chucks up threes. Those numbers will become obsolete in the next couple of years.
Shout out to my boy Kyle. Let's go.
Hold on. Who? Kyle West?
No, Kyle from the Steakhouse.
Okay. So he called me a bozo for wearing the Warriors jersey.
He's a Kings fan, so he's still a little bit, you know, he hits him a little bit.
Shout out to, so he just texts Rudy, why is this bozo still wearing a Warriors jersey? Why is this coward ducking his Kings jersey? I'm out here. I'm representing. Maybe because I'm proud of my squad. 4 championships in the last 10 years. 6 runs to the finals.
Old news doesn't matter. Who cares? Old news. You guys got beat by the Lakers.
When you can count to 17, we can continue to talk.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Derek.
I had to pull the card. I'm sorry. I don't have any other cards to pull right now. All right, that's the ultimate. That's a trump card right there.
I do not count any.
It's a terrible.
No, I do not listen. I do not count any Warriors championships from Philadelphia because they're a different team. But you like Lakers. Love to count that Minneapolis championships. You love to count
it's
those.
The same team, same franchise.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
And then it became an even better franchise when the great late Dr. Jerry Buss, may he rest in peace, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Love him.
Yeah.
He transformed that into the even better franchise you know today. And he still won more.
All Rudy did all year was talk about how terrible the Lakers were.
Because we were.
Going
yeah. We were.
2-10.
March 24th was
and
the first
Derek could
day.
Not be less interested
100%,
in
yeah,
the
why?
Lakers yeah. all season.
A 7 seed made
it. I tried to get this energy 2 weeks ago, and you guys could care less.
Because we thought we were going to lose, but we didn't. Boy, yeah. We won.
Yeah. Nice little shock. I mean, I didn't think that we would lose. I knew it would be a good series.
I was
definitely, I didn't want to lose just because I didn't want to have the gloatiness of the Warriors
yep.
and obviously you, Jiro.
Yep.
I didn't want
yep.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a lot, it warms my soul knowing that I don't have to worry about that because I would have heard it. We yeah. would have heard it.
Oh,
it would have been,
it would have been really bad.
That being said, the fact that my franchise hopes hang on one of my most disliked players and one of the most fragile players is a scary thought. And I don't like the fact that when my team wins, it adds a certain legacy, an added legacy to LeBron James, which I don't want to see happen to.
Well, don't worry about it. You guys are about to get bounced by Denver, so
everyone says that right now.
Everyone said it against Memphis, Minnesota. I said it myself too. Against all these teams.
Well, now we're going to lose because now he believes. Now that he believes, we're going to lose. So.
Stop believing, Rudy!
Team, we believe, six, boy.
I'm telling you. So it's going to be the opposite.
Okay. Wow. Okay. This guy is trying to double back on his jinxing. I think he just jinxed it even more right now.
I feel like there's some Warriors fans that have some towels for you that can support you for this playoffs.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
I don't know what they're trying to go with that.
Are you going to say, like...
Man.
You said towels. Are you going to say tears, maybe, for you?
The We Believe towels.
I actually have one. I have two at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That being said, Denver will be a tough opponent.
They got Jokic, bro.
Jokic is a machine. When you get to those Eastern Bloc Europeans, man, that's a different breed of human. And
that's facts.
They're scary. They probably kill people with their bare hands. I believe all of them. I believe they come out of the womb killing a person with their bare hands, all of them.
That's probably fair.
Yeah.
I think that was well-researched and probably...
I'm pretty sure the statement's a fact right now.
100%.
Okay, fair enough.
The mother is also killing a person with her bare hands as she's giving birth to a new life, too. It's just like, yeah, two deaths for one life. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's how Eastern Europeans live.
Jokic is Slovenian, right?
Yes.
That's right.
No, wait, is he Slovenian? No,
he's Serbian.
Doncic is Slovenian.
Serbian, yeah. That's right.
Even scarier.
Yeah.
Serbian,
yeah,
even the Balkan region.
Even gnarlier,
right,
dude.
Dude, that's...
So maybe three deaths. Well,
they've seen war.
Yeah.
All their life, I feel like. Civil war. Yeah, so...
Yeah, this ain't nothing but a game to him. He's on the playground right now.
And it's Jokic and his two older brothers. I remember last year.
They're all terrified.
I'm pretty sure he's the smallest of them.
Yeah. Family's terrifying.
Yeah.
LeBron was absolutely dominant in Game 6. He decided early on that this is going to be the game that he tries from start to finish.
He knew there couldn't be a game 7. I think LeBron knew that there could not be a game 7.
Facts, yeah. There's no way you want to go back to San Francisco.
Oh, no.
You don't want to do that against the defending champ. And he made sure of it, and so did the Warriors. He did a great job of missing wide open shot after wide open shot after wide open shot after wide open shot. I mean, I think they were 5 for 23 or 5 for 24 in the first half from 3. It was terrible. And the thing is the ones they hit were not the best looks. The ones they were missing were wide open. I don't understand. Wide open. Klay, 2 times in a row, shot, missed. Draymond got the rebound, kicked it out to him. There's no one within 7 feet of him, and just brick, brick, brick,
just
brick.
One of those games, man. When you're hot,
it wasn't meant to be. The fact of the matter is, the last 2 times that the Warriors had postseason chances and didn't win a championship was done by the Lakers. Eats me up in a way that is really difficult to describe. There's no team, I think, in professional sports, maybe the Cowboys, that I hate as much as the Lakers. And so the fact that it was your guys' squad does burn my soul, and I will let you guys eat my tear or drink my tears. That'd be weird if you're eating them. Yeah, that'd also be weird if you're just drinking them. But I'll let you.
So salty.
Yeah,
too much.
I hated every minute of it. I'll be honest. Watching that game, I watched till the bitter end, even though 3-4 minutes into the third quarter, I was like, oh, this is a wrap.
I was trying to tell that to Rudy. He didn't want any part of it. He thought you guys were going to come back at some point.
That being said, I feel like there was something to be said
that I thought it was stacked up for the Warriors to get a Game 7 because the NBA loves a Game 7. But I feel like they wanted the Lakers to move on more than the Warriors did. Because, I mean, you had Scott Foster in there, Refren, and you never know with that guy. Shanigans run amok when he's out.
That's
he's
true.
He's at the foot. You
all
know?
Facts,
so,
yeah.
You never know. Did you want a Game 7? Or they clearly didn't really matter what they wanted. I think the Warriors just got in there. They thought, oh, we got Scott Foster. We're doomed.
Yeah.
You know? So just,
It was over before they stepped on the court with Scott Foster. What's next for the Dubs? We head into an offseason for this dynastic squad that has a lot of question marks. Do you have thoughts on this, Brad? What do you think the Warriors do? What is a priority this offseason?
I think we need to rethink the Jordan Poole situation. I think we put way too much capital into him, and we need to make sure that, A, that never happens again, that we give a young guy a contract like that.
No, you're really quiet.
Yeah, you're quiet.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go. It's great when the producer can produce.
Well, I'm over here looking at you guys, so I'm not looking at my level.
He doesn't even know
here.
His own voice. You know, yeah. That's yeah. how much of a producer he is. He yeah. doesn't know the sound of his own voice.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. Quite in the background.
So we got to get.
I would say get rid of Poole if you can. I know his contract's huge, but you got to rethink that because that's a lot of money to eat up for somebody that's not going to produce in the playoffs. I mean, I get it. He had one good year of that, and we base the money off of that one good year.
That's correct. If y'all will remember and go back a couple years with me, I called Jordan Poole the worst player in the league that gets rotation minutes. And then he went on a run where he basically averaged 35 for about 3 weeks there.
Dude, it was seriously the next week.
I think it was the very next game after I said that. And then he went on a run. And then he showed up in game six in that 21-0 run against the Celtics. I think he scored 13 of those points and got himself to the bag this offseason with winning that championship. Then he got punched in the face and then...
he got slept.
That is something that is kind of forgotten, that Draymond Green did assault this guy.
He did.
Yeah, quite violently.
I don't think that's enough of a reason for a professional athlete to have the season that he had. But he just reverted back to all the bad habits that Warriors fans came to know about this guy. He has a crazy finishing package around the rim, has some handle. But his IQ for the game of basketball... not great. Untimely heat checks, all the rest, and I just don't understand it. I would say that the Warriors this offseason, the most important thing is signing Bob Myers. Everything is secondary after that. If you don't sign Bob Myers, you might as well just reload. This whole thing is done. If you don't have Bob Myers, I think he was instrumental in putting this team together. But he was also instrumental in bringing in Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody. Mm-hmm. And
can't be perfect out there.
What's that?
Can't be perfect out there.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
But I think this squad is at a real crossroads. And I think what's most likely is they're probably going to run it back with more or less the same team, which isn't awesome. But I don't know, because of how much money you have invested in these guys, Draymond Green has a player option. We'll see if he exercises that.
Shout out to him too for promoting his podcast so well. Now you got to listen to his podcast to see what he's going to do. You know, he said he's going to announce his future on his podcast.
Oh, he did,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
did. Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that's good promo. Good promo. Good job.
That's great promo.
Yeah.
So, shouts to the podcast. Sorry, man.
You're good.
Yeah, I had to give shouts to Draymond for being
he did such a good job with promo that you had to give him promo.
I had to give him promo for his promo.
I appreciate that. All right.
I feel like every player should do that. I want every player to announce it themselves, I feel. I'm tired of having Adrian Wojnarowski or Adam Schefter being the ones that tell me what's going on. I want their jobs to become obsolete.
Do you feel a burning desire to, like, slap your TV when you see Woj's face? Because there's something about his face that I really dislike.
Seems like he's getting bigger by the year.
I greatly dislike his face.
I don't... See, I'm more that with Schefter, just because I feel like Schefter's such the odd man out in, like, that Monday night crew that they have beforehand. Mm-hmm. It's like one of these is not like the other, and it's not you.
But what about when he came out shirtless doing the giddy?
Again, one of these is not like the other.
Well, We all know Derek doesn't like men without their shirts on.
Yes.
Unless there's water nearby.
Unless there's water nearby. Yeah. You have a reason to have your shirt on.
Again, the rule that Derek grew up with in his household, mainly full of women, minus your father, of course, shout out Mark, was you can't be shirtless unless you're near water.
I couldn't have a shirt off like in the hot summer months.
You couldn't just be walking around shirtless. No, your mother, Shel Zaguada, used to say, nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that. Yeah.
I'll never forget that. Nobody wants to see that. Yeah. It is hilarious.
To her own son. That's awesome.
Not the nipples, man. We don't see any nipples in this house, okay?
And I appreciate that.
No, and I think it taught me the proper idea of modesty, you know? Modesty is good for everybody. You know,
okay. So is that the reason why you still have a shirt on and only have one or two buttons buttoned up?
Yes.
So always the feeling?
The feeling of being free.
Yeah.
I want still it have so bad. Shirt on. But I'm so lost into that debate. You know?
It's all come together.
It's
now.
Like I'm you know, I've been a little Stockholm syndrome. Okay. You know, I got used to my captors and what they wanted me to do. And that's how I live my life now. Yes, I just called my mom my captor on the day after Mother's Day.
Yeah,
just call the mom out
Happy
there
Mother's Day. Love
controlling
mom.
My life and making me come who I am today. Shouts. Love you, Mom.
Love you, too, Mom.
love all the moms.
Shouts to the moms.
Also, you're not a mom if you're just calling your fur baby. That's not a fur baby. Sorry. You got to have a real...
You have to have a real, real human
lasting,
child.
Yeah, human child lasting impact.
Whether or not
life.
You adopted them, how you came about them, doesn't matter.
As long
but
as
a
you're
pet
raising
does
something,
not count.
Yeah, raising something that's going to have a lasting, actual impact in this world.
Yeah, I think you've done a grinds my gears about that in the past.
Because when you see them getting a card from their dog, quote unquote.
That was
the thing that kind of that made me run amok right there. That was tough.
I've never seen that, and I would immediately block that.
It was cards I saw in my local Target.
Oh,
I wanted to burn.
They
the place
have
down.
Cards. Wow.
Yeah, no, you can legitimately buy your own Mother's Day card from your dog. No, wait, your dog buys. I'm apologizing.
Yeah,
your dog walks into Target on its own accord,
pays
for it with its own money it's made, and then walks out, writes it all out, the note, little stamp sticker of his paw on there, and signed, sealed, and delivered, baby, okay? Yes, he did it all on his own.
Shout out to that dog. That really
independent dog. I mean, if I get a dog to do that for me, like, I feel like you could probably cook for me then. And I'd be like, you know what?
Clean the
more
house.
More reasons to get.
At that point, you call it a child.
If he can cook and clean for me, then I'll you do it.
Yeah,
I'll
give him the
child.
Then
you
can get a
raised it so well that
listen,
pretty much is
if
a
your
human.
Dog walks into Target and buys you a Mother's Day card, you've earned it.
You've
earned
it. Yeah.
What if I train it to get me like a beverage of some sort from the fridge?
That's just cooks and cleans. That's just fetch right there.
Yeah,
for your own personal benefit.
Yeah, that's not that impressive.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's nice that you can get your dog to get you a beer.
Yeah.
You know, if it makes the beer itself, bottles it, caps it, then brings it to you.
Yeah, now we're talking. Now you could be. Celebrate Father's Day.
Yes.
The homie Will Tomasini, the real Italian, you've heard him on our show before, sent me this about Doc Rivers. Doing, Stepman Brad's job for him. So, Doc Rivers, since winning the championship with Boston, by the way, which is the most overrated championship in the history of championships, but that's fine. 17-33 in potential series clinching games, 0-10 in last 10 games to get to a conference final, 5 straight game 7 losses.
That's impressive. That's kind of hard to do.
Shout out to the Sixers.
No wonder he doesn't have a voice.
The wine train continuing. Oh, my God. That team is so annoying. I hate Boston, and I am so glad the Celtics advance. So we don't have to hear from Harden anymore. And Joel Embiid coming out and saying, we need more help.
Yeah.
It can't just be me and Harden. Jeez. Oh, like Steph Curry could have used some help. I love Dame's tweet back to him where he just said, huh?
Question mark.
Yes.
Not to mention... He had a terrible game himself for the
most
part.
Game.
Yeah,
man,
but,
Harden.
I mean, Harden had really a terrible series for the most part. He had a couple of good games.
One game or two.
But the last couple of games, especially this one in particular, what do you have? Like 4 points?
I think he had
9 points. Okay, yeah. Either way, single digits.
Don't matter.
In your James Harden.
Yeah. We've seen this movie before,
100%.
Bro.
We know what happens. So I feel like Philadelphia, you got what you paid for right now. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what. James Harden, and he's a failure when it comes to the playoffs. He doesn't like the limelight like that. He'd rather be in a strip club than to be the limelight on the dancers.
Yeah,
that's what
correct.
He wants, all right? He doesn't.
Again, just a reminder, in Houston, they hung James Harden's jersey in the rafters and retired it at a popular strip club.
Doc Rivers let him do a Vegas trip. This season.
In the middle of the playoffs.
He let him do a Dennis Rodman Vegas trip. Yeah, okay, that's how bad James... Like, if you were trusting James Harden right now...
He don't care, dude.
He doesn't know.
What's crazy about James Harden is he is one of the players that defines this generation of players. He has
100%.
Been one of the most influential players of this generation.
The step back three is him and Steph, essentially.
Yeah, yet and still, no real playoff success to speak of. And Daryl Morey, I mean, my God, for GM, I am so tired of hearing this guy cry. Joel doesn't get enough love for MVP. I remember him talking about the refs in that game where, I will remind you, Houston had the Warriors on the ropes and at home in a Game 7 missed 27 consecutive threes. And then Daryl Morey came out and said that was on the refs. This guy, we need to bring back You're Dead to Me because that guy is dead to me.
He is a tough
I'm
one
done
to,
with that
to hang
guy.
Your hat on. And Philly fans, I'm sorry, your tears are some of the sweetest out there. Of fandoms out there, Philly fans are nice to drink.
I do enjoy, particularly when the Phillies lose. I would say Eagles next. I like the Sixers just because of Allen Iverson, but other than that,
he's the only redeeming figure in there.
30 years ago, though.
And the fact that they don't have him honored or a statue of Allen Iverson out there, and they have a statue of Rocky!
Yep.
A fake character!
Thank you, that's right.
Well, a fictitious person is at a statue immortalized in Philadelphia.
That's right.
But Allen Iverson, the guy that brought you to a NBA Finals, the last time they were in the NBA Finals, and you beat a team, one game, obviously, on foreign soil, a team that hadn't lost at all in that entire playoff.
That's right.
And he doesn't have a statue out there. That's sacrilegious.
12-0 going into that game.
Lakers were unstoppable on that.
Unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And everyone talked that season about the Lakers running the table.
And if you don't, playoffs. If you don't remember, this Sixers team was garbage. He had, I believe, JT Snow was on that team. No, not Eric Snow.
Eric Snow.
JT Snow was the Giants.
He was moonlighting for the Sixers.
Eric Snow, Aaron McKee, Derek Coleman.
Wow.
I think was Keith Van Horn on that team at that point before he went to Dallas?
I think it was Keith Van Horn, yeah.
Alton Brand on that team or no?
I don't think Alton Brand was there. Yeah. No, but either way, it was a trash Sixers team.
That's correct. Was that 2000?
2001.
2001. Will you look up that roster for us? Thank you, sir.
Because I just want the name that he was able to take. This is LeBron-esque in how he was able to take that Cleveland team. And the fact that Philadelphia has yet to give that man his proper dues is just, it's just awful.
And the whole town of Philly had a funny year because they lost in the Super Bowl. The 76ers lost.
And the World Series.
The Phillies lost in the World Series. And I'm pretty sure the Philadelphia, whatever in the...
XFL?
No. The Soccer League in the U.S. What's the name of it?
Oh, MLS.
MLS. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they lost in the Eastern Conference or the finals as well.
Oh, man.
So that's
Philadelphia is taking some licks right now.
Matt Geiger, Tyrone Hill, Speedy Claxton, Rajah Bell, Tony Kukoc.
Oh, my goodness.
Vernon Maxwell was on that squad. Shout out Kevin Ollie, Theo Ratliff, who actually was kind of...
Okay, there you go. Theo Ratliff. Yes, yeah.
Pepe Sanchez.
That's a name.
My goodness. Okay, squad. Yeah, that's a squad right there. He took that to the finals, and he beat the Lakers in one of the games in L.A. too.
Rodney Buford, don't forget him. Matt Geiger, man. All right, little walk down memory lane there.
Yeah,
that Is that the same list you had, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Did I steal your thunder?
A little bit.
All right.
This is taking a long time to load up. I was watching the screen. I was like, damn, this is taking a long... I saw him on the screen. It just wasn't populating yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's probably because he was taking the...
I was waiting for the conversation to end before I, you know, brought up the teams.
Yeah, definitely.
Straight on in
there. He's got like one thing that he took it from him right there. He's like, that was mine!
Yeah, apologies.
You
want
to do the North State update as well? You want to take that as well from me?
10 seconds of shine.
That's totally fair. Real quick. So the Western and Eastern Conference Finals are set now. Yep. We have a rematch of the bubble series in the conference finals, Heat versus Celtics. Jason Tatum, I still don't know what to think of this guy. I still kind of think he's pretty overrated. And then he scores 51 points in a game 7. After
17 in one quarter in game 6.
Yeah, but after doing nothing in the first half of that game, I don't know what to do with that guy, man. I don't enjoy his game. I don't trust him. But, you know, nowadays everyone gets buckets, so... I just don't know. I really don't know, and I'm severely rooting against Boston in this. I don't know about you guys. I just want to see Jimmy buckets. This team has no business getting to the finals.
No,
this Heat team has absolutely no business. Aside, and Jimmy buckets is on a hobbled ankle, a high ankle sprain. They have no business advancing. But I hope we see it.
I do too, because I love me some Jimmy Butler. He's one of my favorite players out in the NBA, just the way he carries himself, the style of player that he is.
He showed up in silk boxers.
I don't know if you heard the
game
words,
6.
I don't know the words he was saying as he was walking off the court after they did defeat. I'm sorry, who did they just knock out right now?
The Knicks.
Thank you.
The Knicks. Yeah.
Well, he talked about Tobias Harris over me. Speaking of the Sixers, after they had
shout out to the Sixers for doing that.
He was there on that team, and they shipped him off, went over to Minnesota, where they couldn't handle him either. Don't know why.
I just, I just want to make a quick reminder to that point. The 76ers at that time had Al Horford, Joel Embiid, and Jimmy Buckets. And they decided, you know what? We're good, guys. We're going to keep Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
Instead, that's the move we want to make. And then Al Horford, in a clinching game, game seven, locks the MVP up. I could not believe what I was watching yesterday. I was laughing. I hope the Heat take it because I can't stand Boston. If it's Boston LA in the finals, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Dude.
That's what the NBA All right, wants.
Let's see how good our knowledge is. When's the last time an 8 seed has gone this far? Anybody know?
An 8 seed?
An 8 seed.
I don't think anyone. No, it has. At least once.
An 8 seed has made the finals. This is the last time an 8 seed has made the finals. Anybody think of it? No?
No.
Brad, you can't look it up. Well, obviously, Brad. I know the answer. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Say, I was like,
the
I was
Knicks,
up.
Baby. The Knicks, when they took
Well, that was a season that they only played 50 games.
But they were still an 8 seed in the playoffs, and they went to the finals and lost to the San Antonio Spurs.
That was the Grandma Ma really? Wow. 4-point play.
Yes, Allen Houston-led Knicks team.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
I think, was Latrell Sprewell on that squad, too?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. And if I remember correctly, so the reason that stat is a little misleading is, if I remember correctly, they are only 6 games out of first place.
Okay, all right. Could have gone either way. So they were a good squad, that Knicks team, is what we're saying. Yeah.
I think this is a lot different.
No doubt it is.
The Heat have no business being here right now, and it's awesome that they are.
No, and the sole reason why they're there is because of Jimmy Butler. That's a really great, cool factor about it, and just how he's showing how to carry a squad. And you have a team like the Sixers that have the MVP on there, a guy that they have been arguing for the MVP for the past couple years, and it's been given to another guy. And they gave that guy a lot of crap because he couldn't get far in the playoffs. Well, Joel Embiid has ever been to a conference final.
That's right.
So we got to give that guy a little bit of his licks too right now. Like, this guy does need some of that hatred thrown his way of underperforming in the playoffs. So. Again, I would love obviously a Boston Lakers just for the history, but I love Jimmy Butler, and I want obviously hate Boston. So let's go, Jimmy, baby.
Yeah, there you have it.
We talked basketball, man,
we have a little bit more. You have my Yamaha turned up. All right,
we didn't even mention anything. Where is Ja?
Hey.
I almost ruined that. I totally almost ruined that. One more time, right?
One more time.
Where is Ja?
What's wrong with this damn kid, man?
There's a lot wrong with him.
I thought I was bad, but nothing compared to that.
Ja Morant.
I will say, at least he knows how to hold a gun now. So shout out to him. He has learned. Yeah. Okay, he's learned a little bit.
So, Ja Morant, for those of you who don't know, got caught in an IG live video. You could obviously tell his boy didn't know that Ja was going to lift a gun and brandish a gun in another IG video, and Odd immediately throws a video down. But again, caught slipping with a gun. You guys see this, your first reaction. For the second time in, 3 months?
Yeah, I'd say 3 months.
About that?
Yeah.
Twice in 90 days, about.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I was like, what did we expect, I feel? Like, what do we think is going to be, like, completely good now after this time? The guy is still a young kid right now, granted, with a lot of responsibility on his shoulders. Yep. But again, it's not something that just like, I'm done now. I'm done with that. No, this is something that is, there is an issue where he's got to learn to grow up. And, like, everyone goes through these growing pains. Some are greater than others. And, unfortunately, I think this is something that, we can't say that, don't expect anything less, but like to say that, I expect so much more from him. Yeah, have your expectations in the right place. Not to say like, hey, it's all doom and gloom for him right now, but don't expect him to be like, he's all good now. Like, obviously, he's still gonna got some things to work out.
Well, if y'all will go back when we did the show last time about Ja, I brushed off the fact, I just thought it was just such a PR move to be like, he's gonna go to therapy for 7 days and he's gonna come back all good. Clearly there's a lot going on with this young dude.
Yeah,
there's a lot of weight on this guy's shoulders. Like, think about, like, put yourself in his shoes for 1 second. This guy was not heavily recruited. He went to Murray State. Literally no one saw this dude coming. He was not a high prospect. He was not well thought of in that nature. And this guy seemingly came out of nowhere. And so you think about where this guy came from to where he is now, NBA superstar, American-born superstar. He's a shorter guy, right? Like, he plays with that flair that we all love. The high-flying dunks, he's explosive, his finishing package, crazy. But this guy's clearly got a lot going on in his life. And none of us can relate to when one of us get put on, the whole family's put on. His parents both quit their jobs. His homies, their job is being Jaw's homie. And I guess the question to ask is this something he wants? Because it doesn't seem like it. And I keep hearing the comparison of, or the talk around, well, he makes a lot of money. Like, you know, responsibilities come with that money. And yeah, for sure. Like, is this what he wants?
That's what it seems like. He wants to live that lifestyle.
I'm talking about being an NBA superstar.
Because it doesn't appear
that this is his priority.
No, obviously it's not.
And I think it seems like NBA is merely a vessel for him to make a comfortable living. You know, to have something set up for him. Because, I mean, if it truly was, you know, you would think you would be dedicated to it. But again, that's what my thought process would be if I wanted it. I don't know the thought process of John Morant at all. Nobody does. But to think that he's done with all the foolishness or whatever is, nobody is, you know? Like, I'm still much of a fool as anybody else out there right now. And I do many stupid things. I just don't have the luxury of having the financial accommodations that he has, nor the platform in which he has been given. And so my foolishness does not get broadcasted as loudly
as his does. That's
so it is unfortunate for him that he is put in that situation where every little thing he does is going to be under a microscope. And that's something he's learning the hard way. And for him, if he does want to make it in this league, he has to come to that realization now. And if you want to have that successful career, maybe he doesn't. Maybe this is not something that is, and we'll see a superstar fading out, and that's sad to see. But
well, and I think the Grizzlies have handled everything pretty terribly in the last year as a franchise, as an organization, to just go out and say Dylan Brooks is not coming back under any circumstances. And from what I understand, not having that conversation with the guy who's been on your team for the last 4.5 years, come on, man, that doesn't send a good message. And then to say, yo, we are suspending him and we're taking this hard stance instead of like, yo, we're concerned about the guy. Yeah. He's young, man. Mm-hmm. Like think about this in real terms. Dude's flashing a gun, driving a car. Let's just say he's in, I believe this was in Memphis. He's in Memphis. Heavy police activity out there because there's a lot of crime. Say police pull up next to him in that moment. They're going to smoke Ja.
Oh, yeah, they're going to 100%, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's the end of it.
And it doesn't have to be a cop at that point in time, honestly.
It could be anyone.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Wrong, you just put gig, in the pulling up.
But definitely, in his situation, him being a black man in that community in particular, no doubt. This is what I'm saying.
It's dangerous. Yes. What he's doing is dangerous. And I saw a lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, like a lot of white politicians can do. Listen. We're not playing the same game. Like let's stop making every conversation so dumb.
I hate it when people, just because you're doing the same thing does not mean you're doing the same thing.
The context matters. We talk about it on the show all the time. Yeah. Everything context matters, and I think like some of the arguments I saw around this were so dumb, but some of the memes were so good, and I am here for the memes. Let's get away from the series because the memes have been great. A lot of them recycled from the last time around. Because it's still fresh.
It is. And it's, once again, I mean, my favorite was seeing one of the guys with the angry faces be like Derrick Rose seeing Ja Morant wasting away his career with two good knees.
I love that.
Because, I mean, when you think about it, Ja Morant and Derrick Rose had very much similar playing styles.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
All right, there's 34 minutes of basketball for you. I've done a great job of managing the clock today. Call me Andy Reid.
Ooh.
You know what? I don't want this one. I want this one. That's how we reset, baby. You know what it is. FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You are tuned in to the world's greatest sports talk radio show talking about practice. Joe, Derek, Rudy, Stepman, Brad, all in the building. We want to give a shout out to our friends over at Butte College announcing their summer class schedule. Knock out a general ed class or pursue the skills you need to jumpstart your career by taking classes at the Butte College Glen Center, Chico Center, main campus, or online. Summer sessions begin June 12th. Visit butte.edu/start and make this summer all about putting the heat on your success. Listen, We're not supposed to give any like extra promo to any of our sponsors. But what I will say is, education always a good thing. And if you got nothing going on this summer, getting a little further with your education, not a bad idea. That's it. That's all I got. We'll keep it pushing. Everyone's like, "No, we hate summer school around here." All right.
I mean.
Schools. I've been out of school for a reason since 2017. It wasn't fun.
I loved college. I absolutely loved college. You don't miss college just a little bit?
I mean, I miss the no responsibility. Too. I love the
college was
no
awesome.
One,
man.
No one expected much from
all
me.
All 12 years of it were. No one expected much of you.
Yeah.
It's the realest thing I've heard you say.
Yeah. They expected me to go to school, do some assignments.
I thought you meant
and skate by.
All right, let's get to the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, we go to good old Florida. Nice little trip to Florida, guys. We love them. We love what they do down there. They produce us so much content. Their entertainment,
they really do.
Their entertainment is endless. And we appreciate everything that they do down there in America's... I won't say it. Never mind. All right. America, we love you in Florida. That being said...
What just happened?
I don't know. We're going back. All right. So we got a St. Cloud police officer, Diane Ferreira. She was on a little situation where she came across a crash. Dead body was there. That's sad. That's not where the story is. Miss. And Diana decided this person not going to need their credit cards anymore because, you know, they gone. I'm here.
The cop took their credit cards.
Took their credit card.
Oh.
And decided to do a little spending spree. A little trip to Wendy's, some eyelashes.
Eyelashes?
And after $450 of charges, was finally caught and arrested with her own handcuffs.
I feel like if you arrest a cop, they must handcuff themselves.
Right? It's like, put this on your back. Yeah. Do it yourself, man. You know what you're doing.
You know the drill. What you're
doing. Yeah, yeah. Pat yourself down, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Diana. So sad. Yeah. Took a card. Try to use it. They realize person is not alive and the card is still being used. Something a little fishy is happening.
That's wild. Right.
Diana had herself a little spending spree. So do you, girl.
Wow.
Until not. And not happened right now. So have fun. That's not a fun way to go. But again, Wendy's. Wendy's and eyelashes.
It's kind of
right?
Random.
Right?
Wendy's would be atop my list of places I would go if I knew I had to spend money quick.
Quick? I guess that's true. Yeah, because you get a...
But
you
know, very traceable.
Yeah. I don't know.
Very traceable.
I feel like if you use a card, it's always going to be traceable no matter what. So,
yeah,
you know.
You're...
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like there's spaces you can dip in and out of that are going to be more inconspicuous
less,
with cameras.
Yeah,
and
when
whatnot.
You see a charge in there, it's not crazy. Yeah.
Like maybe go to a taco truck.
There you go.
Either way, the truth will find you, and it finds Diane. Sorry. Have fun out there, girls. All right, moving on. Now, this story, I did it because of. You'll know why as soon as we get into it. A man from Dildo, Newfoundland. Yes, that's the name of it. Dildo, Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm.
Got himself on the news for taking quite the picture. Now, if you don't know, Dildo, Newfoundland is up in North Atlantic. So the water up there is mighty cold. There's icebergs up there.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that's kind of where the Titanic kind of went down. There was like, I don't know if it was near or it was like going that route. It would have gone past Newfoundland.
I don't really want to Google this, but...
Either way.
I don't believe that was true.
My man got himself... That's the attention because he got himself a picture of a iceberg in the shape of a penis.
It was a phallic-shaped
iceberg that they named Nickyberg. So, shouts to the people of Newfoundland for naming this wonderful artwork out there as Nickyberg. And for the picture that was taken of it from, again, Dildo, Newfoundland.
How did he get in trouble?
He didn't get in trouble just for the picture he took, you know?
Mm.
And it just garnered so much attention.
Oh, my gosh. You were right.
See, thank you.
400 miles off the coast of Newfoundland.
You are welcome. Come to the news. Stay for the history.
That is impressive. Okay. Well done.
For the history. We're getting you a new drop.
You're welcome, guys. That is what you get right there, okay? I know my stuff, guys. Wow. You're welcome.
Yeah. 15-hour and 43-minute flight, in case you're wondering, from Sacramento.
That's not bad.
I don't want to go to Newfoundland, though. I don't think there's anything out there, really, other than Dickieburg.
Hey.
Yeah.
A first-hand look at it.
All right.
Yeah. That's the news, y'all.
All right, very good. All right. Let's clean the show up. Each week, we bring in our foreign correspondent to clean things up for us. Aaron! Hello!
How's it going, guys?
What's up, girl?
Pretty great. So, man, these Stanley Cup playoffs. Time for a hockey update.
You know what? I'm not even mad about the puck, yeah. And, you know, I hate to do this, but I really appreciated all the time you guys spent on the Lakers winning, so.
Let's go.
I really hate that part of the show.
Anywho, getting on to the good stuff, because some good things happened in hockey, a.k.a. none of the Canadian teams.
Yeah. It stays in America more year, baby.
Hashtag keep the cup out of Canada, baby.
I think it's a thing. I think we're going to work at it. And it's just not only that, they both lost in fairly spectacular fashion. The Maple Leafs won one game in their series. One game.
That's embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
After the crowd chanted, "We want Florida."
Another way we want Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got to be regretting that. And then the Oilers. You know what? It went to Game 7. There was some good hope. But Vegas was down 2-1 and then came back to win it 5-2 in Edmonton.
Yeah.
No less.
Yeah.
Wow.
And not only that, Vegas was down 3-2. So Edmonton had every chance to win it and just royally boofed it.
Not to mention, Edmonton does have, I believe, the best hockey player in the world in Connor McDavid.
That's correct.
That they claim to say. So he's obviously not the greatest because he lost. So
he's no Matthew Tkachuk, I can tell you that much.
That's for sure.
And we have a Game 7 going on right now, don't we?
Yeah, it's 0.
We do. We've got Seattle and the Stars. I'm going for Seattle because I want to see two expansion teams.
Yes.
I mean, what a success story for the NHL to have. I mean, they've got one expansion team going to, you know, the Western Conference Finals. They might have their second one. I mean, just really unbelievable and impressive.
It's awesome.
You'll love to see it from the NHL.
Not to mention, Seattle has a badass uniform. Their color scheme is great.
Love it.
Love it. Love the color scheme.
Okay, but they're on the sleeves. It should have been tentacles.
Yep, it really should have.
Should have been tentacles.
They had a chance to do it, but again, great color scheme they got.
Correct.
They have. They
it feels like a knockoff of the Sharks. I'm not going to lie, and I don't love it.
Oh,
okay. The teal. I get the teal.
Sharks uniforms, classy too. I will give you that.
Yeah, the '90s Sharks when they had the bright teal. Yeah,
I feel like the Kraken. It's like this light blue that shouldn't have been something more like ominous rather than like bright blue.
I'm with you. With you.
All right.
I'm not a fan. Sorry.
I'm not either.
All right.
The New Jersey. New Jersey lost also in spectacular fashion to the Carolina Hurricanes. The Hurricanes had a great season, so it feels expected, but they are going to be playing Florida, and I don't know. I don't think you can count Florida out. So
Panther pride, baby. I am all the way in with this Florida Panther team. Whoa.
That's probably your best one yet.
Aaron, just to let you know, the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup playoffs was 30 years ago, 1993. The Canadiens
beat the Kings.
The Habs.
Man, we're doing good work out here, guys. I believe in us.
How lame of a franchise are you? They just name your franchise after the people around you.
Like the Canadians. Texans?
Yeah.
Like the Commanders? Yeah, it's pretty lame.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Very nicely done, Aaron.
All right.
One of us. One of us.
You got anything else for us, Aaron?
That's it. But let's go Vegas. They're still in it.
I love it.
Keeping my fingers crossed.
Excellent as always. We will catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later.
Bye.
Fantastic work by Aaron. Oh, I forgot. Man, I had a question for her. Oh, a listener had a question for her. We'll save it. We'll save it. We might get to it by the end of the show.
Get her back on the line.
No. I don't want to make her do that. Are you ready with the North State update, sir?
No, no. Did you want to take it over this time around?
Damn.
He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right, it is playoff time in high school baseball and softball. We start off with the playoff game, the play-in games that happened May 9th. Foothill faced off against Shasta, and they host them in Foothill. And they had Las Plumas facing off against Red Bluff in Oroville. Both Foothill and Las Plumas advanced, and they faced off. PV took on Foothill at home, and Chico took on Las Plumas at home. PV won in a very close game, 7-6. Chico, they ran away with it. They beat Las Plumas 13-1.
Let's go.
And advanced to the winner's semifinal game.
Ooh.
Foothill and Las Plumas drop down to the loser's bracket. They will face off in at Pleasant Valley. This whole entire tournament's being held at Pleasant Valley. So tomorrow is the next round. So PB taking on Chico at 1 p.m. and Foothill taking on Las Plumas at 10 a.m. at Pleasant Valley High School. And then the winner of that Foothill game will go on and face the loser of the PV Chico game. And then the championship will be May 20th. Nice. At Pleasant Valley. Wow, you look really good with that hat on. Nice job. Well done. Well done. Well done. Anyways, going on to softball, there was no play-in game.
Jesus.
All right. Looks good. The guy looks good, huh?
If for those of you that can't see, I ride a motorcycle, and I brought my helmet today because I was on my
helmet.
Yeah, and so Drew just put on the helmet, yeah. And he's got the visor on. So
I would say nothing's getting in there.
No, nothing's getting in there. Nothing's coming out of there either. Anyways, Pleasant Valley's taking on Las Plumas. Number one, Pleasant Valley taking on number four, Las Plumas. Foothill taking on Chico High. They will be at their respective homes. So PV taking on Las Plumas at home, and Foothill taking on Chico at Foothill, which is in Palisadro. So that is my North State update.
Okay.
I think you could have done that.
Big shout to Statman Brad. In the last year, he has got himself a puppy, a motorcycle license, and the girl of his dreams. You are killing it, brother.
Yeah,
just wanted to
say that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Brad living the life right now.
Yeah. Trying to. And almost getting a home here possibly this summer if it goes through.
Okay, rub it in the face.
Okay, right we hyped you up enough. Right, we don't need to know about your ongoing success.
Yeah. Well, my 401k really has dropped.
Okay.
There you go. It's dropped. So
my 401k took a dive too, but no one wants to hear about that. I didn't even know what was going on. I just got a letter and it was like, hey, man.
Are you good? You good?
He's like, do you want to work another 10 years? And I was like, no. So I called my drug dealer. I was like, how do I get into this game? All lies.
That you could be, or you could become a Mormon, you know?
That's true.
That's a possibility.
Yeah,
yeah.
That off air.
Yeah.
They got a lot of money in the reserves, the Mormon church.
Allegedly $150 billion.
Shouts.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Shouts.
Yeah.
We have to say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to do foot and mouth, sir?
Yeah.
I think we already did
foot
it.
And mouth. What?
I think we already put our foot in the mouth.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Okay.
It was a bad one.
There he goes.
This is what happens whenever
you give him a little bit.
I should have done it at the end of the show.
Yeah. We propped him up and he just fell right down.
It's like that towel comment earlier. It's like, what?
What?
I thought that was a good comment. You made the We Believe.
Stand by the fact that it was a terrible one.
Ah.
All right.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer. With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth. No!
That is right, y'all. A little foot in mouth time. Little football to soothe the soul. Doesn't do much soothing to me right now as
I'm
facing a battle of relegation, fighting it off, keeping it off. We are so far doing our part, 17th place,
San Everton's right now.
You're still out of it.
Still out of it right now. Two games to go. Two games to go in the season. A lot will be told in that time. What also will be told is how Arsenal yet again floundered it. And yet again, they floundered it badly this past weekend as they decided to have themselves a little pity party and invite Brighton over to smash all over their faces. And that's what Brighton did. 3-0 in the Emirates. 3-0 in the Emirates. Brighton did their part, essentially handing the cup, the title, to Man City. It's not official yet, but the way that things are going, you'd have to be a fool to flounder it now, Man City. Not a fool like Arsenal, because they floundered it already. They're already the fools out there. So sorry, Arsenal. I hate to do it to you.
What happened there?
I don't know.
No one knows.
No, we all
they
thought
were
they
running
had
away
it
with this.
We all thought they had it. They had an amazing moment, an amazing season. All around, they played an amazing time right now. They were top of the table for 247 days. 247 days, top of the table.
You know what happened? Is our guy Erling. That guy is going nuts.
Hello! That is true. Man City has.
Does he really have 36 goals?
He has 36 goals.
Haaland has more goals himself than the whole Chelsea team this
season. There you go.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's how insane that is.
He's got more than Everton. He's actually got more than quite a few teams out there.
In the
bottom half of the table,
looks
down. It's littered with a lot of crap scoring teams out there. And Haaland is a scoring machine himself.
Man,
on his own, he is disgusting. You add him into the Arsenal that is, not Arsenal, that is Man City. You get this output, and it's disgusting. How many teams?
How many goals did he have,
He's got 36 goals right
36,
now.
36, so he's tied with Chelsea and Nottingham Forest. He's got more than Everton, Southampton, and
there you go.
Wolverhampton
so
Wolves.
He's got as many goals as five teams out there in the Premier League by himself. That's disgusting. I mean, it shows just how pitiful some of those teams are. In Everton, I know how pitiful you are when it comes to scoring goals. I live it. That being said, Haaland, you are a animal, and it's a delight to watch you play. But Arsenal, you don't have that. You didn't have that. I thought you did. Everyone gave it to you. Yeah. Everyone was saying you're winning the title. And you bottled it. You just bottled it up and couldn't finish it. And it's sad to see because if there's one of the more passionate fan bases out there, it's Arsenal fan base.
Oh, yeah.
The Arsenal fan base is deep. They are true and they are passionate.
So to put it in perspective for you, Arsenal has four of the top 15 goal scorers in the Premier League this season, and they were running away with things, and now they're not.
Now they're not. Nope. Again, because
four
like,
of
one,
them.
One man, Erling Haaland, and that guy has. It's more than just that. Obviously, the way this Arsenal team has kind of fallen apart in the back end, their defense has taken a hit with some injuries. They lost some of their big defensive midfielders and Thomas Partey for a long period of time. Those are important pieces, especially in a title contest like this. You have to have it all. You have to have your people playing at the highest standard, and Man City did it at the right time. So shouts to Man City. You pretty much are right there. You have a chance for the treble. The treble is still alive and well. You probably got the Premier League wrapped up. You have an FA Cup final against Manchester United. That's a big one. Manchester, if you don't want it to be completely blue, you have a chance to put your stick into it. But also, the big one, the one that everybody wants, the Champions League. It's back once again this weekend.
Let's go.
And we have it's been solid. If you weren't watching, the semifinals have been spectacular. The first game, Real Madrid, Man City put on a show. You had two spectacular goals, one from Vinicius that was a delight. Chef's kiss.
Beautiful.
From Vinicius right now. That guy is a stud. He is, I want to say, 23 years old. He is a Brazilian.
Probably younger than that, dude.
Right around there. Yeah. The future of football is great with likes of him, Haaland, Mbappe, Jude Bellingham. The list is endless of young studs out there. And he's one of them, and he showcased that But also Man City, they showed that they are still an old dog out there, but they know how to do new tricks. And Kevin De Bruyne has a new trick every single week. My goodness! Kevin De Bruyne! My goodness, I have a man crush on you more so than anybody else out there. The way he plays that game, it is spectacular. And if he is able to cement his legacy as getting this treble, getting a Champions League for Man City, a Premier League, and a FA Cup, building the statue.
It's unheard
of. Put the statue up there right
now. People don't do that.
It is something that is...
Teams don't do that.
It is very hard to do. The last Premier League side to do that was Manchester United back in 2008, I believe. That was the Wayne Rooney, Sir Alex Ferguson-led years where they got their treble.
Straight squad.
But still, it's not something that happens very often. No. If they can do that, especially in this day and age, what a specialty. Now, That being said, there are some leagues that have already crowned champions, so I got to give shouts to La Liga and Barcelona. They had a tumultuous season when it started off. It looked all doom and gloom, but what did? They stuck their heads together and they made sure they came out with some hardware and some good one right there. A La Liga trophy is nothing to be shy about. That is huge. So shouts to Barcelona and being able to get that one. And also, big up to good old Serie A champions. Scudetto is back in Napoli. Ever since the days of Diego Maradona, yeah. They have not lifted it since then. And it was a huge time for Napoli. People in Napoli are in the bottom half. They're in the southern part of Italy, and they're looked down upon most often than not. And for this is huge for them. This is a big chance for this city, for these people, and for them, Napoli crowned. They carry the Scudetto. So shouts to them. We have that. And it's only a matter of time before Man City takes that crown.
Yep. I agree.
That's foot and mouth, y'all.
Love it. Thank you, sir. Excuse me. Oh, we have Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy!
Yeah. Rudy! 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 Rudy!
Heard to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
Been telling since game one. Been telling you last week, the week before, the week before that, the week before that.
Take
the damn over, dude. 5 for 7 last week. Just take it. My new philosophy in betting now, I'm going to up my units because the sample size is there. It's there. It's been there all damn year. So I'm upping my units over every single A's game. It doesn't matter who they play. Just take the damn over. Just take it. I think it's at like 77% now. That is just stupid.
You can buy a house with that money, y'all.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
So take the over on the A's.
A Lego house that you have to build yourself, but you know, a house on the less. A house for ants.
For cheap. And then what do we got? The PGA Championships this weekend. Full slate of players. Everyone's playing, from LIV players and whatnot. Bruce Koepka, got him at plus 1,700. Cameron Smith, plus 3,300. Fowler, long shot, plus 6,000. And I have to roll up my boy, Kitayama. Last time he was plus 20,000. What happened? He won. So, yes, I'm going to put some money on him at plus 20,000.
Plus 20,000 again.
Again.
Okay. Okay. So last time that happened, your boy won.
Might want to throw a little Stensky.
Last time,
this.
I think we were all a little sad that we didn't put anything on there.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. And tomorrow, Inter Milan versus AC Milan. I don't know if you saw, Derek, how the Ultras had a little meeting with the squad from AC Milan after they lost this past weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I think the
Milan got kicked into gear.
Something happened in that meeting. AC Milan needs a win next game.
Otherwise, people's heads are coming off.
Yes,
uh-oh.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
AC Milan plus 280 on the road. Let's go get it, boys. Make that money.
All right. I like it. And I will say, going back to the PGA real quick, Kurt Kitayama, FedEx ranking is 13, and overall world ranking is 21. So he's almost top 20 in the world, so good for him.
Yeah, he just needs to play a little bit better than he has been, but
yeah.
He's there. He's got it. He's proven it.
He's getting close to making more consistent cuts.
Yeah, exactly.
So
let's go. Let's go get it.
I like it. Can we do a couple grinds my gears before we get out of here? You guys good with that?
I guess.
Get it off your chest.
I know where this is going, so yeah.
Whoa. Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm excited now.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The phrase "let's go." We gotta come up with something else. Now, I know in soccer they yell "get in." Is that it?
Get what? In.
Yeah. Get in.
Maybe.
Who says that?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. I heard some soccer fans yelling it one time.
Get in, right?
Okay. Well, I would like to adopt something from somewhere else. And get in, or let's get it, or
let's get it and let's go. Completely different?
Totally different.
Okay.
Huh? Getting off a good let's go, as Rudy can testify to, feels good.
Yeah, it feels great.
But I feel like too many of us are doing it. So I just want to pivot.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
I got one.
Okay.
You know what really grinds my gears?
James Harden. I was one rebound away, Adam, at over 6.5 rebounds. Dude shows up with 5 rebounds in the first half. Doesn't get another one the rest of the game, bro.
Wow.
On a 14 parlay. Mina felt it too because we did a little parlay yesterday. And James
Never
Harden.
Never bank on James Harden to perform in a big game.
Same, yeah. So, yeah, James Harden. You are.
I would tell him to shave the beard, but don't. That would
no,
be,
you look. Have you seen it? Yeah, we've all seen him.
Yeah, he's a sack. Sad ass chin. You know.
You ready?
I'm ready for it. Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people say they're born ready, nobody's born ready. Never. If you're pooping your pants, you're not ready. And I guarantee you, when you got out, when you were born, for the first couple years, you're pooping your pants. So you were not born ready. So please, don't tell me you're born ready. You're ready now. That's fine. Be ready now. But don't say you're born ready. No one's born ready.
That's such
probably,
a great point.
That's an awesome one. That's a top five for sure.
Thank you.
Let's go. if do you got one more? Or you want to call?
No,
it
I'll
that
call
one?
It right there. We'll yeah, be on a high note.
That
right
was
now.
Pretty great. Yeah, all right. Yeah. You know where to find us. It's been real. We'll be back next week. Appreciate y'all rocking with us.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Next up, let's show.
Here it is.
From deep inside your audio device of choice.